Hi, I hope you are enjoying today's program of the Sunday Hour. I want to return to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 17 through 20. We talked about them last week, but I want to take a slightly different approach in covering a topic this week. But brothers and sisters, when we were orphaned by being separated from you for a short time in person, not in thought, out of our intense longing, we made every effort to see you, for we wanted to come to you. Certainly I, Paul, did again and again. But Satan blocked our way. Here's where I want to give pause. I think we often have a tendency to forget that we are in a spiritual battle with an enemy who doesn't care anything about us, but uses us to antagonize our Father, comes at us with discouragement, with defeat. And so in Ephesians, Paul reminds us, chapter 4, not to give Satan a foothold, not to give him anywhere to work his way into our lives, not to give him any activities with which to pull us away from godly thinking and a godly mindset. He goes on to talk about us needing the armor of God. And he reminds us that we don't battle against flesh and blood, but powers and principalities of the air. And so, in Ephesians, we're reminded that we're in a battle. We're in a war for our minds, for our actions, for our connections with one another. And Paul said that it was Satan who blocked the way. Now, Satan can only do what God would allow him to do. But we are in a real spiritual battle. And we can, in our behaviors and in our fleshly mindset, sometimes create footholds where Satan can work his way into our existence and our daily activities and destroy our relationships. But our Father is never on break. Our Father's never off duty, so to speak. He doesn't have any lapse in his sovereignty. So as you remember that you are in a spiritual battle, and as you take arms in prayer, in faith, in reading the Word of God, in being encouraged to continue to walk in Christ, also be aware that our God is sovereign. Nothing is happening that's off his watch. We don't need to be afraid of Satan. We don't need to give him too much credit. But instead, mindfully, carefully, knowing that we have a real opponent who uses our flesh against us, who uses our conscious minds against our spiritual minds, knowing these things, let us be ever mindful to study the Word of God. Let us be ever mindful to live the Word of God and to do everything in our power not to let Satan block the way. We battle against powers and principalities of the air, spiritual warfare. But we can be strong, not by our own strength, but by trusting in Christ and obeying God's word. Have a great Sunday.